Age does not make wisdom out of men. And that's why you see somebody is now 35, but his behavior when he was 16 has not changed. The stupidity he was doing when he was still 16, now he is 40 years old, it has not changed. And that is why we see fathers who put an entire family into mess, because age does not make true wisdom. Please follow this morning. It says, but it is not mere age that makes men wise. Rather, it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, which makes his intelligent. Holy Spirit, thank you. There's something we call spiritual intelligence. You don't learn it in the classroom. You learn it in the school of the spirit. The devil is a liar. I will say this. Elihu was the youngest of Job's friend. There are about three of his friends. And so when Job was in his calamity, they came to counsel him. And so when he came, he saw that there were elders that were speaking to Job. He decided to keep quiet, that by age they should say better things. But after he finished listening to them, with the record of all they have said to Job, he had to say, fathers, please, can I talk? Have you been in a situation where you are in a Bible study with elders? I've been in a Bible study with elders, and one of them said there's nothing wrong taking an alcohol. And his reference is Job chapter 2. And, I didn't know, number one, how to stand up and attack him and say, daddy, it's not like that. Because we believe, especially in the Yoruba ethnic group, that whatever an elder says, he is right. Whatever an elder says, he is right. And so I kept quiet. I was just the little young brother who just got born again, you know. And so I pick up my Bible. I said, but that is, I want us to see it from this other side. You don't tell an elder. It is wisdom not to tell an elder that he is not wise. I said, sir, maybe we should see it from this perspective too. I said, I think the wine is talking about, I didn't even know about the New Testament context. Or the New Testament context of that revelation. Because that new wine is a picture of the new dispensation. That a time will come that there will be an end to the law. And there will be a wine that men will think, so there should be this that we should have been enjoying. Why did the law come before the grace? So I tried to explain to him. I said, I think Jesus is not talking about alcoholic wine. Maybe he's talking about the usual minerals. Because the Yoruba people call any wine oti. I said, so it might not be alcoholic. And that was my under. So Elihu was here listening to this man. And he stood up and said, sir, let me talk. I used to think that it is numbers of years that makes men wise. If it is numbers of years that make men wise, the men that have led us in Nigeria should have led us to our promised land. Because we have believed in Nigeria that if a man is not 70, he can't lead us. And look at where we are today. He said, but there's a spirit in man. And that other spirit is the Holy Spirit. There's a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty God, that gives understanding, that teaches wisdom. The quality of your life is the level of your wisdom. Whatever life you are living now can be traceable to the level and to the degree of wisdom that you have access to by the Spirit. In business, in ministry, in family, if you enter a family, visit a family, when you see the activities around the family, you can trace it to the level of the wisdom of the father of that family. You can't pretend to be wise. You can't pretend. The Bible says a fool is assumed to be wise only when he keeps quiet. But the Bible says a fool does not keep quiet. So if anything, by adventure, he keeps quiet, he is assumed to be wise. But something about the Bible says, he said, in multitude of talks, you know a fool. I'd like us to look at this scripture in, I hope I'm done with the book of Job. Job 32. Please follow. Very important. Okay, let me read further. He said, but it is not mere head that makes men wise. Rather, it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, which makes him intelligent. Do you not notice something about Peter, John, and other apostles? The Bible says these men were unlearned when they stood before scholars of the law and began to speak. The Bible says when they heard the way they were talking, the scholars came to a conclusion. They came to a conclusion that these men had been with Jesus. They speak with such courage because wisdom makes your face very bold. Say, we notice these men have been with him because they know how he talks. They were unlearned, they were fishermen, but they were wise in the spirit. When I first got to Ibadan, I saw a few things that amazed me. And you know, I began to understand that having so much certificate in the university does not really make a man wise. When you see a professor say something like "Enini egun egunle wafejo," and he dance in the public, a professor, you'd be wondering. So letters does not teach spiritual wisdom. Letters does not. It is the spirit. Now it says, verse 10. So, now look at, he said, on this basis, listen to me. Don't look at my age. Verse 10, he said, so listen to me a while and let me express my opinion. I want to talk to you. I want to pray for you this morning. You will have what to say at the right time in the right place. Because wisdom is knowing what to do, what to say at the right time in the right place to the right person. Many of us have lost opportunity. We were in the right place. We were with the right people, but we said the wrong things. Everything was right. So wisdom is the capacity to say or do the right thing at the right place in the right time to the right person. Some of us had everything right, but we went to the wrong person. Because if you seek counsel from a coward, you will get a cowardice counsel. So wisdom is when everything fits, when you carve the right niche, you are just at the sweet spot. You will not have been anywhere else, you will not have been saying any other thing, you will not have been doing any other thing as at that time, but that thing that you're doing. You are just on time. It's wisdom. The Bible spoke about the sons of Issachar. He said, they having the understanding of time, knowing what Israel ought to do. If you read other versions, the Bible says, knowing when Israel ought to move. One of the things that have led many of us to where we are today, we depended on people's prophecy to lead our life, not spiritual wisdom. I want to marry. You have three names you give to a prophet. He doesn't want, his own marriage is shattered. He doesn't even know. And so he look at it and speak in some tongues he doesn't understand and pick one for you and say, money will be good, but I have to know it's not good. And you go with that into a lifetime journey. When you don't think for yourself by the Spirit, people will think for you. When you don't know where you are going by the Spirit, they will lead you where they are going. And so we don't pursue a fellowship and intimacy with the Holy Spirit because we want to speak in tongues. We pursue Him for higher things, for wisdom to deal with issues of life. That's why we relate with Him. That's why we pursue Him. If it's, listen to me, I've seen many who speak in tongues but make foolish decisions in life. Tongue-speaking brothers, gifted, yet, everything around their life has pointed to foolish decisions. So, if all we pursue communion with the Holy Spirit is just to manifest spiritual gifts, listen to me, you won't go far. And to further help us in one of the gifts is word of wisdom. That when you are even dispensing and manifesting this gift, you will speak in wisdom. What is the word of wisdom? Is a gift that helps us to strategize spiritual things. Many of us have so many spiritual resources, but it's wasted. You don't have strategies. Gifted, I've seen gifted people, but they are not lifted. They don't have strategies. They went to platform they shouldn't go. No strategy. No spiritual wisdom. And you know, we should begin to think beyond the four corners of the church. One day you will be called in a parallel of interview or in the board meeting and said, there's an issue. Somehow the Holy Spirit will make you stand there. And you will speak wisdom that the MD of your office have never heard. And say, I will need this lady. I will need her. I'm pointing to my wife. I will need this lady in this board. Once I left, it doesn't matter. I will need her. That is what we call Christianity. It's not to during work hour you go and be speaking in tongues. That's not Christianity. That's hypocrisy. A lot of people, they make unbelievers insult us. Somebody is paying you for that time. It is that time you now left and say, this is more of an important thing. And you go and be speaking in tongues. And when the question is, are you challenging my God? You are there to provide solution. I've seen people rose from the bottom to the top by spiritual wisdom. God, listen to me. He said, these things are not given to all. They are mysteries. Unto us, it has been given so that we can function in a system of advantage that they don't have. What? Maybe you don't understand. God hid it from them. The Bible speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1. Very important because of our time. Very important. Give it to me up here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and from verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Go verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Make it fast, please. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Verse 4, very important. And my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Listen to me. How many of you have ever heard Les Brown? Les Brown is one of the greatest American motivational speakers. There is wisdom of men. There is wisdom. In fact, the Holy Spirit told me something here when I was, ministry. He said, it is the spirit that touches the spirit. No matter how intelligent you are with the things of the earth, you cannot cross beyond the five senses. And the five senses is limited. Its access is limited. So, Apostle Paul is trying to tell them, he said, don't think I am one of those people who come to cajole you with ability to talk. And when you bless, I promise you. Listen to me. He said, that's not what I've come to do. I said, I've come to compare spiritual things with spiritual things. He said, but in the demonstration of the Spirit, let me quickly tell you this. Anywhere you see the Spirit in the epistles is the Holy Spirit. There's no any other Spirit that functions in the entire epistle apart from Him. Every other one is a counterfeit. So that is why he's called the Spirit. So anywhere you see the Spirit is talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, but in demonstration of the Spirit. And let me quickly tell you this. The demonstration of the Spirit is not just going in trance and, going in the Spirit and shaking. Some of us think that is demonstration. It is demonstration of wisdom that amazes men. Not just in church, in workplace, in marketplace. Demonstration of spiritual intelligence that makes men call you and say, what do you say? Is that your certificate? when we graduated from secondary school, there was no admission. For years, we were trusting God, so all we do is just to study. We study the Bible. I was a Shiloh, like, you know, people that clean church. Shiloh church cleaner. So I will be in Shiloh, be in evening service. That's why there's no CNS service I can't conduct. There's no CNS service I can't conduct. So I was just there, you know, just there. I was just there, you know. And you see, after many years of that, before I got admission, one day I was ministering. And one man saw me. He was asking me from which school I graduated from. Secondary school. And so when a friend of mine told me, he said, nobody will come in and hear you speaking and ever know you are a secondary school certificate holder. Let the proof of this spiritual intelligence beat the understanding of men. This wisdom does not argue with men. It keeps men quiet. When you are still dragging and arguing, is that you are still at the same Kedah. The Bible says, and they came to Jesus with a coin. Testing is intelligence. And they say, should we pay? Two things. They want to test his intelligence. And they want to trap him to be in trouble with Caesar. Should we pay tax to Caesar? And he said, can I see the coin? And they gave it to him. He said, please, who is on it? They answer by themselves. They say, it's Caesar. He said, therefore, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give unto God what belongs to God. That was not where shocked me. Where shocked me, the Bible said, and from then, nobody asked him foolish question again. Since then henceforth, because they brought spiritual things, he defeated them. They brought the law, he defeated them. They brought the policy of the state. Listen to me. True victory is in wisdom. Not just praying without direction. After praying, you finish praying, you go and you know what to say. I've seen people who fasted numbers of days, fasted, white fasting, go to panel of interview, and yet they went to say rubbish. Nigerian church have prayed too much that we have left the place of spiritual intelligence. Everywhere you go, prayer, 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 prayer. Praise God. Let's see how far we can go in this service. Give me verse 5. And that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. This is very important. This is the challenge with the body of Christ today. That's why the Bible is saying now that, you know, the Bible is talking about the faith of many will be crumbled. Why? Many people were taught in the wisdom of men. So where they are standing is not on the sure foundation. And that's why you see a believer wake up tomorrow. I was showing my wife one on Facebook. He came on Facebook. He said, I am tired of Christianity. I'm tired of bad. All these things are deception, illusion. He was saying all kind of things. And I saw people commenting and say, yes, even me, I'm tired. I will stop. I was surprised. I said, what's happening to us? Why? Most of them, their background was built on mere wisdom of men. You go to churches in Lagos and somebody will come and tell you what he wants to teach on a Sunday is how to make an economic edge. How to have an economic break. Listen to me. There is more to teach than all these things. Go to Lagos Business School. That is where they teach those things. A full anointed called pastor will leave his ministry and be teaching what people should be taught in business school. They don't know it well. So he doesn't know anything about it. He feels it's what people are teaching. So let me teach it too. And so quack teaching he will bring. His own teaching, he will leave it. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, when Solomon said, Proverbs 4 verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. In all your pursuits, get understanding. Go to verse 10 because of our time. Verse 10. Very important, please. Verse 10. But God had revealed them unto us by the Spirit. Give me verse 9 so that we know where we are coming from. Give me verse 9. But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. How many of you remember that scripture that says, for unto you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Meaning, mystery is what is kept hidden from all eyes, but given to a few people. So it was saying, it says, go back to verse 9 please. That many eyes have not seen because it is hidden from them. They have not heard because they are not, their ears are not open to hear. Have not entered into their hearts the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Now give me verse 10. Paul actually quoted this scripture from the book of Isaiah. I think Isaiah chapter 66. That was where he quoted this scripture from. Now verse 10 now says, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Remember, he was talking about the wisdom of the Spirit before he got to this place. He now said, this wisdom, we don't get it in classroom. They are revealed to us by the Spirit. Say after we say, by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Can I have this in the Message version, please? It's not possible. Okay. Let me see how I can probably read from here. There are things, you know, I studied this in different... Okay, please, help me. Okay, it's here. Thank you. But you have seen and heard because God, by His Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit... not content to float around on the surface, dives into depths, the depths of God. He dives. Let's leave all this superficial doctrine of pay tithe, don't pay tithe. Say deep things. Go beyond the surface. You see, believers gather and say, you know, it's this tithe thing. There are deep things. It's on the assignment for us. Searching deep things. See, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Say, we know. Yeah. Now, give me verse 11. Verse 11. But whoever knows what you are thinking and planning except yourself. The same with God. Except that He not only knows what He is thinking. Verse 12. But He lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gift of life and salvation that He is giving us. Now, the things that eyes have not seen. It's not that there's a car God wants to give you that eyes have not seen. He's talking about the gift of life, eternal life and salvation. That's what eyes have not seen. And it's talking about your destiny in Christ. So it's not about a house. There's nothing you want to do on earth that is new. So when we read scriptures like this, stop thinking material. There is nothing you will do. In fact, Ecclesiastes said there is nothing new under heavens. Nothing. It is in the Spirit that there are new things. There are sermons that have not been preached. JC, listen to me. All brothers here, listen. Listen to me. There are a lot of ministers we see and celebrate today. There are things that have not been shown to them. And God is looking unto our generation. If we yield ourselves and submit ourselves to spiritual wisdom, some of these men we celebrate today, when they hear us tomorrow, they will take notes. When you hear men like Joshua Selman today, will you ever think that men will stop listening or we have another person that people could listen to apart from Chris Oyakhilome? The things of the Spirit are inexhaustible. As deep as you can go, you can have it. But we are too busy. Praise God. Now, Give me verse 13. We don't have to rely on God. Now, give me here. Give me the King James here. Give me the King James here. Verse 13, the King James. Make it fast, please. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach. We don't only receive them by the Spirit's wisdom. We speak them. The utterance comes by the Spirit's wisdom. The wisdom of the Spirit. But which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Who teaches these things? The Holy Ghost. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Look at the way he puts it here. He said, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which God, which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Scriptures interpreting scriptures. Having the understanding of coded. Listen to me. Most of the prophets that prophesied the things we interpret today didn't know what we are interpreting. The Bible said they sought to know. Unto whom is this word of salvation? To which generation? But it was not given unto them. They prophesied it, but it was hidden unto them. But unto us, it has been revealed. If Elijah is to be seated here, he will take note. Isaiah prophesied about these things, but he prophesied the typology and the shadows. But here we have the reality. The only man that came too close to see the reality was John the Baptist. And that was why he said, I must decrease. He was sure of what he saw. But after the frustration of ministry came, he said, go and ask again, is he the one or another man? Verse 14, please. Okay. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gift of the Spirit. There is no capacity for them. Say that. Say to them outside, there's no capacity for them. Even if they want to know, they are not given the capacity. And that's why they come up and say there's no God. They want to understand the things of the Spirit by the five human senses. And so, when they search in all their capacity, they say, this thing is a lie. There's no God. And I've told you before, atheism is not a complete absence of the knowledge of God. It is the rejection of the knowledge of God. Atheism is not saying that he doesn't know. He knows, but he's rejecting it. There's no capacity. So they seem like so much silliness to them. When we say these things, they look like we are foolish. I remember those days, when I was still working in bank, and when my friend comes to ask me for money, I have this colleague, I don't know how he spends his money, but he always asks for transport fare. You say, can I have? I'll say, I'm very rich. I say, then give me. I say, I am rich. Say, oh God, you don't get money. See, stop this, all these spiritual things. You don't get money, be that. But I understand what he doesn't understand. I must not talk the way he's talking. Some of us want to be accepted, so we start using their language. Remember what he said, we teach these things, we speak these things by the wisdom of the Spirit. But to them is foolishness. When you say, somebody see you shivering, and you say, what happens? You say, I'm strong. It is foolishness. Or God, you are sick, and you say, I am strong. We are speaking spiritual wisdom. It's a principle. But to them, we are foolish. But today, if he knows me today, he will know I'm rich. I spoke it until it became my life. I love that Pastor Chris's, caption. He said, don't stop speaking it. Keep saying it. It doesn't matter how foolish. The Bible has already told you. To them it is foolishness. So why are you bothered about their stupidity? Why do you want to come down to their level? For they are foolish unto them. Unto him. Neither can he know them. They can know. Because they are spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. You have access only by the Spirit. And the Spirit is this. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 20 and 27, he said, the spirit of a man is the candlelight. Meaning, the access God has to a man is not his brain. There's no how God, no matter how big your brain is, God cannot communicate through your brain. Neither can he communicate through the mind. It is from the spirit that our mind decodes. So go to Google and search. You won't see it there. Science can't explain these things. One of the things most of us are ashamed of doing is tongues. It must sound. Don't expect them to understand when you speak in tongues. It doesn't matter how it sounds. It's not for them. You are speaking wisdom. Remember what the Bible says? He says, when you speak mysteries. What is mysteries? Hidden wisdom. You look at them and they are looking at you with a strange hands. Keep your eyes off them. When I first got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, in the bus, house bus, I would just do like this. Kanda bashakata. You speak the one they will not even like so that they will leave you alone. Now look at what he says. He says spirits can be known only by spirits. Say we are spirits. They can't know. But we are spirits. You are not just the you. So he communicates through your spirit. How do you get wisdom? By the spirit. How do you know what to do? By the spirit. Now this is beyond the level of I see vision. I can, those are gifts. And a foolish person can possess that. He can have that. Somebody who doesn't even read the word can be gifted. But I'm talking about the level every child of God should operate in. Either somebody prophesies to you or not, by the spirit, you know. And how do you check if they are wrong? By the spirit. Say spirits can only be known by spirit. God's spirit and our spirits are open communion, in open communion, intimacy, koinonia. We are in touch with him. And I have to stop here. Maybe I'll continue next service. You can wait for second service. I'll continue from where I stop. Because I believe the Holy Spirit wants to bring something out of you. How do you get your spirit so activated that anytime you are ready, you know, as we are here now, there are waves of signals around us. Anybody that has a radio here, that your radio is not here, doesn't mean there are no signals here. That is how it operates. It is in the spirit. When you keep your spirit in tune, in communion, in open communion, you receive things. We have written books. One day I was writing, and one of my colleagues said, "Onise ori eni gbogbo ile ti jade." He said, "How do you?" He said, "I was writing. I was in the office after the closing hour, and you know, a message just, and I started writing." He said, "Ori ina ni gbogbo ile ti jade." I said, "No, there's a reservoir in our spirit. Before you finish the one sentence, another one has dropped. Before you finish one, that is the way. Even when we are talking." As you are finished, as before, he said, don't think of what to say. At the same hour, he said, rely on the Spirit. He will tell you what to rise up to your feet. I want you to drink into that. Speak in tongues, speak in the language that you can understand. If you have the capacity to drink into that revelation. I am wise, say it, I am wise. I know what to do. I am intelligent. The spirit of excellence resides in me. I cannot be fooled. I cannot be deceived. Rabbi Sayyid Azusha. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Shall we rise to our feet? Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and now the